Thousands of Iranian Americans in Los Angeles are protesting the arrest of their sons, brothers, and fathers after the men were taken into custody by the Immigration and Naturalization Service. Under a new anti-terrorism program, the federal government requires male visitors 16 and older from five countries to register with the INS. Those countries are Iran, Iraq, Libya, Sudan, and Syria. Hundreds of Iranian men went in over the past week expecting a quick registration process. But as NPR's Andy Bowers reports, instead they ended up under arrest, mostly for overstaying their visas.
Los Angeles, with its large Iranian population, is often the site of protests over conditions in Iran. But yesterday, outside the Westwood Federal Building, the focus of anger and concern was what's going on in Los Angeles itself. According to attorneys for the men involved, hundreds of Iranian nationals were arrested after they voluntarily complied with the INS's demand that they register. The INS did not return NPR's phone calls on the matter and has previously refused to discuss numbers. But what's really angering Iranian Americans is that many of those arrested were already known to the INS.
They have all applied for green cards.
Iranian American lawyer Sohaila Janoubi is referring to her clients, many of whom she says were only waiting for interviews to complete the green card process that would legalize their status.
So they believed that by showing up they would be in compliance and that their interviews would not be jeopardized.
Instead, Janoubi says she saw old men and boys as young as 16 taken away from crying relatives and sent to overcrowded detention centers.
People feel that they were trapped by the INS, that they were ordered to come in so that the INS can arrest them and do whatever that is going to happen to them, and we don't know what that may be.
According to the U.S. Justice Department, the INS's parent agency, the goal of the registration is to know who's coming into the U.S., why, and when they're supposed to leave. That kind of registration and fingerprinting is now required of foreign nationals from certain countries when they enter the U.S. Justice Department spokesman Jorge Martinez says there's a clear motivation for applying the same standards to those already here.
Of course, there is a realistic possibility that potential terrorists were here present in the U.S. prior to the implementation of the National Security Entry-Exit Registration System.
But the arrests of many Iranians in California goes too far, according to Lucas Gutentag, director of the ACLU's Immigrants' Rights Project.
Well, I think it's part of the larger program that the Justice Department began after September 11th of discriminatory arrests and detention of certain nationals and Muslims and men, young men from the Middle East. And this is now a new part of that same process.
It's unclear what exactly will happen to those taken into custody. Some are being released on bail. Lawyers for the immigrants say they fear many will be deported, even if they were on the road to legalizing their status. But according to Ira Melman, spokesman for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, it's about time the INS cracked down on visa violations.
It is an important step for the INS to demonstrate that if you come here and you violate the terms of your visa, it's not going to be tolerated, that people are going to be apprehended and the process will begin towards sending them home because they are here in violation of their visa status.
It's also unclear so far whether such arrests are going on in large numbers in other parts of the country. But as the registration process expands to visitors from more countries over the coming months, the arrests are likely to continue. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.